Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is February 4th, 2023, 2423. This is the Wrestling Inc. podcast talking about Vengeance Day, the NXT pay-per-view tonight, the premium live event on Peacock. I'm Glenn Rubenstein, joined by NYC Demon Diva Issa, Alfred Kanawa, tonight to talk about NXT. Yes, if you like the show, like, share, subscribe, leave a comment, leave and click the bell. I don't know, whatever they say to do on YouTube. Smash that like button, because if you don't smash it, it doesn't count, right? I mean, you got to really just hit it hard. But tonight we had some surprises, some good, some bad. We had some business as usual. Yeah. And Alfred, I'll start with you. Your high-level thoughts about Vengeance Day 2023.
Love this show. I love the element of the live crowd outside of Florida. I thought they were a very good crowd, especially when they really did get hot for matches. I liked it. I think every premium live event from here on out, you know, they drew 5,000 people and they distributed about that many tickets. So it was a near sellout in terms of what they sent out. So if they can do that on the road, there's no reason that they shouldn't. And I think Stand and Deliver should do bigger. It will do bigger numbers than that in Inglewood.
Issa, what'd you think?
Yeah, I definitely enjoyed the element of seeing NXT elsewhere. I love hearing the crowd because this shows you who really is over, who is not over, etc. I thought there was a lot of really good wrestling. There were some results that I questioned. We'll get into that, but I can't wait to talk about the opening bout because, my God.
Yes, the main event.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of questioning results, Issa, I noticed you took issue with the poll I ran on Twitter last night.
It's rigged. It's rigged. First of all, I'm pretty sure you have about a thousand Twitter handles that you use and voted on it yourself. You should be ashamed of yourself to be running such a scam on social media. You shall not be trusted.
So with 6,000 views and 1,000 plus votes, I asked, heading into WrestleMania, which WWE wrestler are you most excited about? Roman Reigns, Sami Zayn, or Cody Rhodes? Roman Reigns garnering 20.1%.
First of all, Sami Zayn would not even be interesting without the Roman Reigns element to it.
Well, he's pulling a 20%. Cody Rhodes at 34.6. And in first with a commanding lead, 45.4% of wrestling fans said they are most excited about Sami Zayn headed into WrestleMania.
I voted for Cody Rhodes.
I thought we were here to talk about NXT. Like, I don't understand why you're bringing this
up. We'll keep this going because we've got many weeks to WrestleMania. I'll keep doing new polls and we'll see if sentiment changes. But that is where we're at today. It is a slice of time. But let's talk about Vengeance Day. Let's talk about that opening segment with Charlotte Flair coming out. And I loved this package. Doing a bit of hype, setting it up. It was so good. She adds so much gravitas to the situation. It's weird to think of her as a veteran now when, you know,
I know
6 years ago at this time, no, 7 years ago at this time, she was, barely out of NXT.
Yeah. But with the event being in Charlotte, Flair country, as we know it, Charlotte, excuse me, she has that it presence and it showed. As soon as the heels started walking, I was like, who is this? And then they showed her and then she just managed to like really put everybody over in their most fantastic way. I did really enjoy the opening package.
They should do something like this for WrestleMania. I think the main roster should borrow from this. It reminded me of how boxing fights start off. Like when Big E or even Sasha Banks were introducing those big fight, whether it's a boxing fight, whether it's a college football championship, the Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury fight started similar to this. And I thought that was really good. It's by involving the actual people who are on the show and having them walk out. I liked it.
Very good. And a hot crowd tonight. Great production value. All these entrances supersized for that larger screen. This actually had, I think, a bigger feel to it than the takeover they did the morning of WrestleMania last year, which I think was just poor timing. This felt like the biggest NXT road event, the biggest NXT premium live event in years.
Since before the pandemic. Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
This was 1,000%,
and the crowd knew it, and I wanted them all, and I feel like they did, to show out and show off, so that way NXT keeps taking them out on the road. It was so refreshing.
Yeah, very, very good. And we opened with Wesley versus Dijak for the North American Championship. Alfred, your thoughts first.
This is a great main event. I thought that the crowd was excellent, and I really do believe, and I don't blame the crowd for anything. They would have been a great crowd all night, but this is a reason why they were not, because this match was so good. It took at least two matches to follow it for them to come all the way back. And when they did, they were a great crowd all over again. But this was incredible. This was a David versus Goliath type match. They did all kinds of stuff, and I just loved Wes Lee as a babyface, and poor Dijak, who's an incredible heel, like a monster heel in this, and had this disgusting landing where he still was able to deliver a great moonsault. They still didn't catch him, but this guy just kept coming back like the Terminator. I love this match. It went on a little long for me, too many false finishes, which I think did hurt the main event, but this was a true main event for sure.
Yeah, Issa, what'd you think of this match and Wes Lee retaining?
So good. I was doing a little bit of predictions before the show went off the air, and this was the match that I was telling everybody, I don't know how this one is going to go. I didn't know how they were going to vibe. I didn't know what the chemistry was going to be like. There's a huge size difference, which a lot of time, including this time, it works for the performers. But I haven't seen Dijak like active in the ring, have a match like this in so long that I really forgot, you know, his vibe. I did know that Wesley is great to yeet him around, and he did that. But oh my God, like they surpassed my expectations. This was fun. This is going to be talked about for a while. It might be a match of the year candidate. I would dare say that I enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun. I like the false finishes. It really made me root for Wesley at one point when I never really root for him, but I was like, damn it, I can't help but to want him to win at this point. Dijak's finger was looking excellent after the match. But yeah. This was, I felt bad for it. Didn't matter who you would have put in that second spot. They were set up to fail.
Well, let's talk about the hugest development to come out of this match, which is that Tony D'Angelo and Stax saved Wes Lee.
Did you hear the crowd?
Yeah, they wanted to go. I love it.
And that's why I love about them being outside of the performance center. We can really hear who the people are feeling. And Tony D got a great reaction.
I think we got him over to everybody.
Absolutely. But especially 1,000%. During that match where both of these guys were giving it their all for Tony D to come in and make a cameo and get that crowd chant. So now, though, since Tony D helped Wes and helped Wes retain over Dijak in true Godfather fashion, someday, and that day may never come, Tony D'Angelo might ask Wes Lee for a favor, and Wes Lee will be forever in his service after Tony D'Angelo's save tonight. So this is great setup storytelling. I think, we might see the two of them go head-to-head at Stand and Deliver for this championship.
Was this better than Ospreay Omega? I'm being serious now. I know to us and our profession and what a lot of people value.
You know, I feel like I need to watch them back to back.
I feel like I need
to watch them back to back. I will say no off the top of my head, but it's because they were two complete different matches. I feel like Ospreay and Omega had a lot of like really violent spots where this didn't need them. You know, like when he put Ospreay's face through the table, I still think about that every day. So, like, maybe if I watch him back to back, I'll come back to you on that, because as of right now, probably two of my favorite matches of this year so far. And I know we're just the beginning of February, which is insane. But yeah, definitely.
It is the greatest match of February 2023.
I agree. It was, and the thing is, they are different enough. I do agree with you, Issa, that they were so different that I do feel that somebody who likes American style wrestling and isn't as big a fan of New Japan would like this match leaps and bounds above the Will Ospreay match, because as much as the crowd did get into that match, it wasn't necessarily like the action packed that I thought this was in terms of a lot of the stunts that they pulled off.
But do you really feel, and I'm sorry, Glenn, we'll get to a super chat in 1 second. Did you really feel that Ospreay and Omega, because I am not all that big on, I mean, the strong style, but to me, it felt more violent than your usual New Japan match. And that's why I liked it, where it didn't feel like your typical New Japan, where we're just kind of being technical, but hitting the moves where it looks a little more destructive. No, I feel like Ospreay and Omega were just trying to kill each other, and which is what I'm always here for that.
Well, they almost killed Dijak tonight, so.
Yeah. Mia Lee, no relation, I assume, or maybe there is. Buck99 super chat saying, is it me or did Wes come off as a main roster guy?
Definitely.
I mean, maybe after Mania, maybe he drops that title to Tony D'Angelo and then goes to the main roster.
I think so, and I think also that Jack did, and I know he went to the main roster and had a weird run over there, but I think both of these, a lot of people tonight look like they could go to the main roster today, honestly.
This looked like a main roster show, honestly.
Yeah.
It was very, very good. Sheet Black, $9.99, saying, great crowd. Cooked a New York strip steak in Japanese whiskey marinade. Made a lemon drop martini with tequila instead of vodka. Wait, isn't that a margarita? If it's just a lemon drop with tequila? That's fine. That's fine. We won't get into semantics. I'm not anti-semantic. Chef's kiss. We'll smoke a cigar after this podcast.
Yeah, sounds like a whole vibe event right now. Yeah.
Yo, I know. I'm about to go light more candles and turn some music on.
Fat Matt, thank you for the $10 super chat. No chat, just here's some money.
Great profile.
Thank you.
Yes. So the match that had to follow this was Katana Chance and Caden James.
Caden Carter, sorry.
Typo on the Wrestling Inc. Website. Katana and Caden versus Fallon Henley and Kiana James for the NXT Women's Tag Team Champion. Chip, and they made too big of a deal about them being the longest reigning women's tag team champions, mm-hmm. where it seemed pretty obvious that Fallon and Kiana were going to win this.
Yep. But they also did the can they coexist thing, and I don't know. I really was still kind of like coming off the opening match to getting to this. So I did like that it started slow, because I felt that by the time that I really started paying attention to it, is that's when it started picking up. I really like Katana and Caden as tag team champions, because they're the legit tag team in NXT, but at the same time, I forgot who were the champions. So we'll see where we go with this. I think somebody's losing their virginity tonight, right?
Whoa! Let's go!
What's his name? What's the virgin's name?
Brooks Jensen is a virgin.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure he's getting some tonight.
Wow. I hope they show that on one of those, you know, NXT phone camera footage that they have. They should show that.
Did they abandon that
NXT
already?
NXT Anonymous is going to get all of it.
Did they already abandon NXT Anonymous?
I don't think they did, but I don't think they had a segment this past week, did they?
I don't remember.
It's been a couple weeks.
They used the time to give us that informative piece about the NXT parking lot attack on Nikita Lyons.
Yeah. I thought it was good. It was a fine match. I was actually kind of surprised that Chance and Carter didn't retain, just because they got such a big entrance where they got to go through the crowd, and you could tell they were really showcasing them compared to Fallon Henley and Kiana James. And I felt like they were going to lose to further that storyline. But apparently being tag champions is going to be part of it. So it looks like NXT is going to put a lot behind this storyline.
Sheet Black clarifying with the super chat saying he used lemons. Mime's making a margarita. I've made a margarita with lemons before in a pinch. Really just a citrus fruit. Yeah. Works. But no, I feel you. You get some good like blue agave tequila. You mix that with lemon juice. That's a tasty cocktail. Kelvin R. Alexander, $5. I'm happy for Fallon and Kiana. Started as jobbers, now they're champions. It's weird how Brooks and Dunn were so kind of nothing, and now Fallon and Kiana are way more entertaining.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've definitely helped this storyline, because we didn't care about it when they were doing the whole virgin thing, but now they've added these parts to it. I think it's going to be much better.
Yeah. So let's see. After that, we had Apollo versus Carmelo in a 2 out of 3 falls match. Iso and I were talking about this off the air, how it's great how 2 out of 3 falls. Normally you think there's going to be this elaborate back and forth and it's going to go on forever, but nope. Carmelo just dominated this, and it was just a shutout.
Yeah. I like this. I like Carmelo's entrance.
Yeah. Can
we talk about it? I feel like it was a farewell entrance. I'm glad he came out later and did the stare down. You know, we'll get into the main event. But I really thought it felt a little farewell. You know, when they're like acknowledging all his accomplishments and all that, I was like, is this going to be the last time we see him? Like, it felt that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the, and I think they've done something like this before, just by, I don't know if there was this many accomplishments, but like by shouting him out and stuff like that. But I liked the match. I was a little surprised that Carmelo won 2 in a row, but I really don't have that much of a problem with it, because I agree with you, Glenn. It does make it seem fake when 2 out of 3 falls match are always 3 falls. And seeing as they're building him up for the world title now, I think that it was a good decision. It's just that the crowd was not into this match as much as I thought they would be.
Yeah.
They got into it late into the first fall. I feel like they started to pick up, but I think that was the Wes Lee and Dijak effect of them still trying to follow it.
And can we also give a shout out to Trick Williams with the greatest reactions? At one point, he's in his knees praying. He was so entertaining, almost too entertaining. He was distracting at some points. I'm paying more attention to how he's reacting than the match. But what does this tell us about Apollo? Like, is he just a certified jobber in NXT?
Well, he's in a feud now with his former partner.
I didn't even recognize him.
Commander Kato.
Wait, what? That's the name?
It's Daba Kato, but he used to be Commander Aziz, and so now they
changed I know. I just didn't know that was his new name. I didn't recognize him. Did you guys recognize him right away?
Not right away. After a second or so, I was like, oh, yeah, that's Daba Kato. And it looks like he's going to beat Apollo Crews. Unfortunately, Apollo Crews is
everybody
on the wrong
beats
side.
Apollo. I feel bad. Do you think he'll get his accent back?
I know, because they seem to be doing a reboot of both characters.
They should acknowledge it in a promo. They should talk about how they went to like a diction class together.
Yeah.
And then they had a falling out. You know?
Are they going to give him superpowers too, though?
Oh, well, we'll see.
Yeah, why was he wearing those contacts?
Yeah, Apollo likes those red contacts. Those are supposed to give him his powers to see into the future.
To see what?
I don't know. Does Daba see
his losing streak? The past.
If you can see into the future.
Future,
he should have seen the taps and the freaking double wind. You know, he could have done something about it.
And him saying that the past is the future for Apollo, that's not that ain't great necessarily. Like a little self fulfilling prophecy there. But Carmelo better.
Don't say it. Because we thought something else was going to happen and it didn't happen. I do not want to say things out loud and then they'll hear us and be like, no, we're not going to do that. Don't say it. I know where you're going with this. I want it to, but do not say it out loud.
Okay. It's just Braun. You can't keep putting him in feuds with super charismatic people. It's not helping him. It's actually hurting him.
I feel good about this next one, though.
Yes. Kelvin, $5 super chat. Kiana has a permanent invite to the cookout, and so does Fallon.
Oh, wow.
But will you take her to Applebee's? That's the question.
Yeah, that's when you know you're serious.
Yeah, that's you might as well take the wedding ring propose right then and there.
In the Applebee's?
Yes.
Okay, so probably biggest upset of the night. The New Day defended their NXT championships.
Big upset.
Chase University, Pretty Deadly, and Gallus. And you might say, out of these four teams, who would you rank your preferences to win?
Yeah. Anyone but Gallus, basically.
Yes. And your lowest ranked preference of, well, I guess that's okay. They won, and Gallus are the new tech team champions.
Yeah, no, I said it on my stream. It was New Day, Pretty Deadly. Chase you and then Gallus. That was my order on which I wanted to win.
Yeah.
And I also feel like Gallus did the. I'm sorry, Alfred. I also feel like they showed up the least in this match. Like, I don't remember a lot of their stuff compared to the rest. Chase you had a moment there that I was like, oh my God, they're going to win, aren't they?
Chase you's problem is they're now in the end zone cast position in NXT where somebody, probably HBK and Triple H, say, you know what? They're so over, they don't need the championship, they don't need those titles.
I hope not, because I thought that would have been a good moment if they won tonight. I too was thinking that this, who's going to beat Gallus? I'd have been fine with anybody other than Gallus winning. And it's nothing against Gallus. They've done a good job. Obviously the New Day, they're legends, but they've done a good job building up these two other NXT tag teams as viable tag team championship contenders, not Gallus. So I was very unpleasantly surprised when this happened. And it seemed like the crowd, just based on the entrances and the intros, were just preferring New Day over everybody. It didn't care about anybody else.
I mean,
but
of
they
course.
Definitely got into Chase U as the match went on.
Yeah.
She Black saying Chase U should have won. The stomp's funny as hell.
Yes.
Look, I've said this, I'm a broken record. In the year 2023, if your gimmick as a wrestler or tag team is, well, we're really good dominant wrestlers, that's not enough anymore.
Yeah.
Right.
And with Gallus, like, this is putting them in that Heavy Machinery, Viking Raiders, Brooks and Dunn, Creed Brothers, like all these guys don't really stand out. And the Viking Raiders now stand out in a bad way. But it's, this is just blah.
I put all of them over Gallus. I don't know what Gallus does. I don't know what they are, what their vibe is.
Well, they're really good dominant wrestlers, Alfred.
I thought that the New Day was going to retain here because I feel like on the road to WrestleMania, the tag team division is weird over in WWE with the Usos having both belts. Yeah. I didn't think it's time for the New Day to drop that. For a second there, not for a second, for a while, probably the first half of the match, I felt like it was all pretty deadly and New Day. And then we started seeing some Chase U. And then the last, you know, the final moments of the match is when I felt like Gallus started showing off. But yeah, I will see where this goes. But this was upsetting for me.
Yeah. Calvin saying Chase U would have been a hell of an audible. I think it's what the crowd wanted. It would have been a good moment. I think it would have been good. But
so great to see those stomps with 5,000 people chanting along. That looks like so much fun. And I can't wait to do that when they come to California, to be honest.
And Thea Hale has a personality that can fill an arena.
Yes. You know? She's the smallest. She might be the smallest member of the roster in entirety of everybody, main roster NXT, but she's probably got the biggest personality.
She's probably the youngest as well, isn't she?
Yeah. Because she signed, I think she was the youngest NIL athlete.
She's the one that signed after high school. After high school. When she graduated high school, so they did the whole gimmick where she was picking her college. That's how she ended up here. She's doing a great job.
G-Roy J saying Gallus is Scottish for meh.
Ah, I love that.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Great match.
Great match. I just didn't like the result. But I did think that every team got to show what they got there.
Absolutely. Everybody got their stuff in. Roxanne Perez defended her tag team or her women's championship against Toxic Attraction, Gigi Dolan, and JC Jane. A triple threat match that I got to be honest, at the start of this, this was started as a handicap match, and I was annoyed how they tried to make this seem plausible. But then when Gigi and JC starting in the upper hand and started arguing about who was going to win, then this got really, really good when it became a true triple threat. Although, I mean, in theory, one of them should have just offered to pin the other one.
I said that a bunch of times. Yeah.
Like you can't have them be that stupid that they wouldn't do that.
Somebody in the chat says Gallus has a great team. Yes, that deserves to win the match right there.
I've got something going for him.
Actually, you want to know what would have been epic? They wouldn't have done this, but they should have just had Gigi pin JC and then have them go for the foreseeable future bragging about how they're co-champions and they both won that match.
Yeah, well, they did tease that because I did think the only way Roxanne is going to lose this title is if both Gigi and JC pin her, similar how they both tied for the Royal Rumble. And they did tease that, and I thought that was a good spot for this match because I did believe that that could be a finish for this match.
Yeah, it was a fun match. The back and forward, you know, triple threat into handicap into triple threat. I have fun here. I thought that Roxanne looked great, and that is somebody else that is really over. The crowd really loved her, had a great reaction from the crowd. She did that also when she came out of the Rumble, Roxanne Perez. So I liked her.
Yeah,
I liked her a lot in this match.
Me too.
Poor, poor JC though, because the crowd was doing the "Let's go, Roxy, let's go, GG,"
and they're just like, "We don't care about JC. No, he said anything about JC."
Yeah, but it was a fun overall match, and just like I really feel like they're doing a really good job with Roxanne, which they don't do with Bron Breakker, where I feel like maybe she might not be the strongest on the mic, but they just have her come out there and show off. You know, like even on Tuesday when they did that promo where Toxic Attraction is basically destroying her and she just gets up and goes and start just messing them up. I like that. If that's their weakness, don't enhance it. And I feel like they're doing a good job with Roxanne. As to with Bron, every month he just seems to be getting boring and boring. He's great in the ring. He looks the part, but that's it. There's not much to him, and they just keep highlighting that.
It's crazy how they started this, and Booker on commentary was like, "Oh, I'm not biased, I'm impartial," and then he just kept putting Rock over and get over used and to over.
It. They've got a partnership now between NXT Reality of Wrestling. Yeah. Get used to it. One day, everybody's
Yeah, wait. So we didn't talk about that on the air. So that is a bit of news.
Yeah,
that happened. NXT allegedly are going to be, their superstars are going to be allowed to take work with select indies and take select indie dates.
I love that. That's exactly what should be happening.
Yeah, but it's going to be Reality of Wrestling. It's going to be wrestling promotions already loosely affiliated with the WWE.
Right.
Yeah, and they should absolutely make use of that based on just, they have these NIL athletes who have never wrestled at all. So to get them up to speed and get the most out of them, they have to be on the road and doing stuff like this. But I thought this was a good match, and I love Roxy. She's a great natural babyface. I think that's where the difference is between her and Bron. She's lovable. And it's not that Bron isn't like, but he should probably be a heel first, and he does have a good heel face. But Roxanne is, she just looks like a lovable person, and she plays up that kind of little girl who used to be a fan persona very well. And I think she should stay in NXT for years. I really do think that they should take their time. She's very young, and she's got plenty of time to go up to the main roster. And I think if they have her there long enough, you know, she could be in that echelon like a Bayley. Maybe not as good or at the top there. Bayley, got to give Sasha her flowers. But I do think that Roxanne could be somebody who could be in that mode.
The super prop rocks off the turnbuckle, that was a great finish.
It was so impressive.
Yeah, I loved it.
It was really good, but Toxic Attraction.
I did mix Mandy Rose a little bit. There's something about Toxic Attraction without her that's still a little bit weird to me.
I was surprised we want Mandy chance.
I know.
I think people are have as more access to Mandy Rose now.
They got Mandy.
I mean, Mandy's doing great. Mandy don't need to worry about what's going on in NXT. But no, look, I think that. This was a really good match. Toxic Attraction, though, I feel like they're one like you gotta call them up at this point. I can see them challenging for the tag titles and getting a defeat, but after that they gotta go.
No, I think they're gonna challenge for those titles, get beat, and then spin off into a feud, which I think is gonna be a great feud.
That could be good. Calvin Alexander, super chat, saying enjoyed the triple threat. Very entertaining. It was a really good match. Good spot on the card.
It was very predictable, though. It was Roxanne's first title defense. She just became champ, but it didn't make me enjoy the match any less. The fact that I knew the result the entire time, and I was like you guys said, I was kind of wondering if Toxic Attraction is going to pull this off. How would they do it, or how is she going to overcome the two of them? So it was still entertaining while predictable. Mm-hmm.
Cleveland Rock saying did it again after the V-trigger. V-trigger should be one of the Brooks and Dunn moves.
Yeah. They should just start out.
I see what you did there. So. That's it for tonight. Thank you so much for
tonight. Good night, everybody.
this main event that us and so many people were convinced was going to be Grayson Waller's turn to dethrone Bron Breakker for the NXT championship, a steel cage match. Big entrances, big hype behind this.
How do you have him lose after that? He has the women, he has the golden chewy, he has the champagne. I was ready. They got me.
Yeah.
I got.
I thought just because of the shoe alone, he was going over.
I know.
I thought even if he loses, they've got to do something. Like Bron has to pour alcohol in there and pour it in his face or something. They didn't do anything with the shoe, and that poor lady had to carry it around the entire night.
It's so Bron retained.
He should have hired Cora Jade. Somebody said that earlier to me, and I thought it was funny. He should have had Cora Jade in the lineup with the girls just to piss off Bron a little bit.
I mean, this was a.
It was fine. It was fine. It was just horrible result. And there was a moment there where he didn't pin him. And commentary's like, go for the cover. And I thought that's when Grayson Waller was going to pull something off like he always does. The whole thing has been that he outsmarts him, right? When Braun didn't go for the cover and commentary's like, go for the cover. I was like, oh my God, Grayson Waller's going to do it. It's going to be it. He's going to pull a trick off it. Nope.
I thought this was one of Braun's weaker main events because it's a high bar. He's had some incredible main events in terms of like JD McDonagh and that triple threat match he was in with Tyler Bate and with Dolph Ziggler. I thought he had some very good matches, but it was a weird match. I felt like they messed up this like belly to belly suplex. And right after that point, I felt like the match was off and it was weird.
Yeah.
And the crowd didn't even seem as into naturally, the false finishes didn't really get that much of a reaction because they were doing it all night. So when they finally started doing it in the main event, it didn't get a reaction.
There were a lot of let's go Waller sucks chants. There was a lot more of those than there were barks.
Well, they were with Braun because there were no Braun. I was kind of halfway expecting some of these people to turn on Braun, but they were with him the whole way, especially Grayson Waller started off kind of like a heel and attacked him beforehand, so got heat from that. And they did go 50-50 on Grayson Waller toward the end.
But Grayson just gets so much more of a reaction, though, positive or negative. You know, it's like with Braun, it's like, it's fine.
The promos that he did, the work that he did, like, it was, I mean, there was a lot of good stuff for this feud. I just really, really thought that Grayson Waller was going to be it. And then as the pay-per-view is progressing, not only do I see a couple of titles change hands, which is rare on an NXT pay-per-view. So now I'm thinking, this is not going to happen on the two main titles as usual. Because if they didn't want to get rid of Mandy, I guarantee you she will still be champion. And then when I saw how strong they booked Melo, that's when I was like, if Melo was going to go for the world title, they're not going to put him against Grayson Waller. So I was already kind of like having a bad feeling about it.
Kelvin saying the highlight of this match was the women who escorted Waller to the ring.
It was the golden shoey that we didn't get to see, man.
Braun Breaker is like white toast in the sense that if I'm at a restaurant, it's like, do you have sourdough? Okay, that's fine. Pumpernickel. Pumpernickel's kind of, you don't see that everywhere, but I could go for some pumpernickel. Okay, no, you don't have that. What about some rye? Rye could be kind of different. We can mix it up a little bit. Whole wheat, maybe something earthy and grainy, you know, you can really like taste it and feel it. And it's like, white. Okay, I guess I'm putting a lot of jelly on this because I need some flavor, you know?
I think he's working it out. He's like whole grain bread, you know, not the most exciting loaf right
got
now.
Flavor
and what texture. That's a promise.
Braun Breaker's number one fan is in the podcast. You forgot about that.
Glenn. I'm in the top five. I wouldn't say I'm number one. I think the Steiner brothers are number one and two. I think I'm in maybe four or five, but I just like the guy's an incredible wrestler for as far as he is here. And he's got a little ways to go, but I project for him to be very, very successful in WWE. So I'm not going to go back and look at the tape of me saying that I don't get it. I get it with Braun. They just need to do a better job promoting him. He has the same problem a lot of AEW wrestlers have.
Steve Marcucci. He's like America's top team. Steve Marcucci. if all of America's top team was one wrestler. Steve Marcucci, Buck99 saying bigger star in the main roster, Braun or Carmelo?
Carmelo, because he can wrestle and actually has personality, has a character, has charisma. You gotta have both. You just said it. You cannot be just a big dominant guy anymore. It doesn't cut it.
I think when Braun Breaker turns heel, it'll be the simple formula, similar to, wasn't there a wrestler a while ago where they just like Braun, second generation?
What is he gonna do? What is he gonna do when he turns? Meow instead of bark?
Sure, that'll get him heat. I think he should. I think he should meow and purr in Apollo Crews's ear. I absolutely think he should do stuff like that.
No. Don't try to take Isaiah's Cassidy's.
What if he just starts acting like he's DMX?
Sure. You have to pay homage.
Yeah.
You know.
But if he starts talking like he's clearing his throat all the time, if he starts barking, I think this could work for him.
He should start coming out to party up. The place would be jumping.
Would be. But look, the big news of this match, as far as I'm concerned, this was an interesting way to go off the air. Carmelo Hayes coming out. And so it looks like it's going to be Carmelo versus Braun WrestleMania weekend. Carmelo
again,
has
Tony
so
D'Angelo
much charisma.
Robbed from his title shot,
he's,
but okay.
He's going to get the North American Championship.
I don't want him to get that. He deserves better than that.
Oh, I know. He deserves to take the title off Roman, but we don't live in a just and fair world.
All right, relax. It's not that deep, okay? Come on, go.
That's what your poll should be. Who are you most excited about? Sami Zayn, Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns, or the GOAT? Tony D'Angelo. The GOAT robbed that poll.
People would read that and be like, what? Oh, man. Anyways, you got carried away there. Glenn, please.
I mean, good match. But that's the problem. Until I think the Braun's losing this, these matches are redundant and pointless.
How long has he been champion now? And how can he be so boring? Roman has been champion for like 1,000 days, and I haven't been bored a day of his reign.
Yeah, but you're cutting out pre-Roman, which is the comparison to Braun Breaker. Can there was please, a period from WrestleMania 31 to WrestleMania 34.
Where it was I don't know who you're talking to. You're talking to the wrong one. I have evidence, which I have tweeted on my Twitter account, that I have been cheering for Roman the exact same way back at the Royal Rumble 2015. So you're not going to get through me with the whole pre-Roman thing. There's no pre-Roman. He just hadn't reached his final form. Okay. But I knew it was there. Okay.
I was fighting the good fight for I and this is the same thing. This is why I like Braun, is because I was day one with Roman Reigns. I got it immediately, and I was always fighting against the people who are rejecting Roman Reigns. And this feels like a Roman Reigns scenario where yes, Roman Reigns did have some shortcomings early in his career, just like Braun in terms of promo wise ability. But as he learns the business, as he turns heel and gets to be himself more, it'll be the same situation where he's a good heel and he develops into his role.
Does Uber Eats?
Roman Reigns 4 years. It's barely.
Does Uber Eats deliver punches so that I can send one to Alfred's house right now?
Discount code slap.
I mean, this was a really good NXT event. I think that this felt hotter than NXT has felt in a long time.
Yeah, like
getting
it was
out
exciting.
From a new live crowd.
It was very exciting.
They should have called this a takeover, because that's what it felt.
I know,
this,
they got to bring that back.
No, they don't call it takeover. Okay.
I don't know why they stopped doing that.
I don't use that no more.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a shame. This was good. This was good, man. And they replayed the Nikita Lyons investigation footage.
They did.
Oh, we and forgot a video package for her. And I'm like, she's not going to be back in a while. Why are we doing this?
That was for the Peacock Premium folks that don't get to sit through the
ads. They could have done a Roman Reigns video package.
I mean, they've had the most random. I don't think they sync those up. But I'm wondering, I know she's recovering. I hope they find something for her on TV. If they're going to keep this mystery going, I hope they find some role for her while she recovers.
Yeah.
Will you give her, Glenn?
You know, I don't know. Maybe managing someone.
Huh.
You know, I mean, it's just something, right? I mean, look, the smartest thing, Enzo Amore, for all the polarizing reactions, smartest thing he did is when he got injured, he went out and got a scooter on his own dime and said, I'm showing up. He was like George Costanza, like, what? I'm still here. You're still putting me on TV. You know, he didn't let them forget about him. And I think Nikita would be wise to do the
she
same.
She should become a coach, teach people how to live their truth.
I take those classes.
Kelvin Zane definitely reminded me of a takeover.
It did. It had the vibes. The crowd was there. You know, in the wrestling was there too. The in-ring action was not the issues tonight. It was just some of the decisions. Gallus, basically.
Gallus.
I really did like, I think this is on the pre-show and the main show. They showed a picture of the PC and the talent watching in the PC.
Yeah.
And they had Tiffany Stratton sitting like all the way away from everybody else.
Yeah.
It was a great touch.
Yeah. So who's your pick for, speaking of Tiffany Stratton, is that your pick for Roxanne on WrestleMania weekend?
Yes, I could see it. And I think Roxanne retains, actually. But I do think we get a new NXT World Champion.
Okay.
I wouldn't put Tiffany Stratton there yet if she's not going to win.
But that's the problem, though. I don't think anyone's winning soon. I don't think Roxanne's getting called up, and I don't think she's losing anytime soon, which is going to be a problem, the lack of suspense. You know?
It might, but she's also a good underdog. I think she could, her against Tiffany Stratton, if they build this up correctly, people will believe that Tiffany Stratton could beat her.
I think a short title run is not the worst thing given. Nope. I mean, NXT's really had a lot of really long title runs, especially with the women's title. And I think it does take away the suspense.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know what? Since they don't do what we want to do, I hope she has a long reign. I hope she holds this belt forever. God forbid she drops it. at the next pay-per-view, you know. But I do like Roxanne. All I'm saying is I like Tiffany a lot too, so I wouldn't want to see her go against Roxanne to lose. So I'm not sure that that's the feud that I would put her into, because Tiffany's hot right now. She just came back. I don't know that that's where you want to throw her at as of right now. I'm not saying I wouldn't want to see it eventually.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking forward to Tuesday. I think we're going to have an interesting build if that's the next live events Mania weekend 2 months from now.
Right.
NXT is going to get to do some really interesting stuff.
I just hope all the events for Hero now are outside of the Performance Center. I will sit through the NXTs being there on Tuesdays if we can at least get the premium live events to be outside, because it really felt special tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they got to get some new people. I don't know how they're doing ticket distribution, but I think changing that up would be better now.
I mean, this show did well. They sold almost all their tickets. And I think the importance of having these premium live events outside is because then it's almost a test of how your booking has been and who is over and what storylines are working. Because a lot of them were. A lot of people were over tonight.
Yeah, according to WrestleTix, and they tweeted it at 9 a.m., there was only like 500 tickets left.
411.
So. It looked really full.
Yeah. It looked beautiful. It was awesome. And it made me very, very happy. And a lot of people were watching tonight that typically don't watch NXT. And I'm glad they at least got to see that the in-ring action in NXT is good. Because I think we sit here and we watch it every Tuesday, and I don't think the wrestling skills is a complaint. I think that they have going on any show tonight.
They should send Gallus and Braun Breaker to Charm School. That should be a series of vignettes.
Taught by Apollo Crews.
Yeah, here's how to develop a personality.
Oh my god. And on a rooftop. And then lunchtime, they go to the diner, write down their notes about their day. Fishing is one of the activities.
I can't wait for Rex Steiner on the main roster. He's going to be big deal, that Rex Steiner.
Listen, I thought it was a show. I didn't like the results of the main event and the tag team match, but I thought it was enjoyable.
Yeah. So before we take it home here, Alfred, final thoughts.
Very good show. 100%. I will be let down at the next premium live event that's not on the road.
Wow. Issa, final thoughts on tonight.
Yeah, a lot of fun. I definitely thought that Wesley and Dijak stole the entire freaking show.
Oh, yeah.
And they did it right at the beginning. If you guys are just watching us and you didn't watch the PLE, watch the match. Go out of your way to watch that match. It was incredible. A lot of respect for both of them. I hope Dijak's finger is going to be okay. And I hope they continue to do this outside of the Performance Center. I really think that enhanced the experience.
There you have it, folks. Yes. So there you have it, Monday night. Tune back in for Raw coverage. We'll be back Tuesday for NXT 2.0, the fallout from Vengeance Day. Until then, follow Alfred. He's on Twitter at This Is Nasty. Issa's at NYC Diva Diva. That's Diva with a one. I am at Glenn Rubenstein, and we will catch you back here next time on the Wrestling Inc. podcast. Take care.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.